The world tells you every day that you're not good enough. That you're too fat. That you're too skinny. That you're too tall. That you are too small. But I want to tell you another thing. I want to tell you that Jesus Christ loves you. He even died on the cross for you. That is an amazing thing when you think about it. Every time you lie, God died for that through His Son, Jesus Christ. Every time you commit adultery, every time you're unfaithful, every time you lie, every time you're drunk, every time you're high on drugs, medicine, booze, whatever. God is always there. God will always care for you through Jesus Christ. God is not limited. God is so much more important than you could possibly ever imagine. God is that and so much more. So commit your life to Him and you will get whatever you desire, whatever desires are in your heart, as long as those desires can coexist with the scripture of the Bible. Do you want to be happy? Do you want to experience joy? Then the happiness and joy should be through Jesus Christ, who died for you and your sins. The world will keep telling you that you are a failure, that you are a mistake. But Christ will always have your name written in His book. You might think that, well, I'm not good enough. It's not possible. He couldn't possibly love me. But He does. Jesus Christ loves you. He hung on the cross for you for several hours, enduring cruel agony and pain. He was whipped several times. They put a spear through His side. Imagine being strangled to death slowly over 6 to 9 hours or several days. Imagine that. That doesn't sound nice. It's actually very disgusting. It was so disgusting that they crucified people outside of the town because it was dirty. The people that were crucified weren't fine enough to be killed inside the city walls. So they were killed outside the city walls. Whatever pain you will experience in this life couldn't possibly amount to the amount of pain that Jesus Christ took for you. You might call all this that I preach, all this that I say, you might call it rubbish. But I think it's great. Not my words, I'm not great. Not on my own anyway, but through Christ, I am great. If everything I do is through the eyes of the Lord, if I meet my fellow human beings with the love of Christ, not on my own, but the love from Christ, if I could share everything that I experienced, every moment of joy and happiness I've had, you would see that Christ is amazing. You would experience that just as I have. I would very much like to encourage you to read your Bibles today, if you have any. If you don't have any physical Bible, you could read all major Bibles in several languages online. It's not very hard. You could read a chapter, or you could just read a page. But every day, in some way, we should look at the scripture. Through hymns, through songs, through sermons, at our churches, or at home, alone, or in a cluster groups, small groups, or in a bands before we play. While we are in the shower, while we are in the car, we should always pray to God. We should always have His message and scripture in mind. By the way, I'm sorry for my bad English. It's not my primary language. I'm from Denmark, where we talk Danish, or as it's said in Danish, Dansk. It might seem hard to understand me, but I got something on my heart, and I want to share the joy that Christ gave me, that Christ died for me. I want to share that with you. Not every day I won't be spamming you, but once in a while I'll do a little podcast talking about what's on my heart. Today it was this simple message from me to you, that Christ loves you and He will accept you no matter what you've done. You just say, "Jesus Christ, I love you and I believe in you. I confess my sins. From this day forward, and also all my sins from the past and in the future. Jesus forgives your sins. He died for your sins on the cross. He endured the agony. So what could you do for Him? Just say, "Jesus, I love you. I believe you. I believe what you've done for me." It's all up to you. You could honor His life by following His footsteps, or you could do what you want. You could follow your own desires. It's all up to you. God bless you and have a great day.